The world has not yet put a formal price on carbon. Drivers don't pay at the pump for the expected impact of their commute. Nor do we factor the future damage from running air conditioners, lighting, and kitchen appliances into our electricity bills. Yet, global warming does have a cost, one that for the moment is monetized only in higher prices for certain types of insurance. If rising rates near the water reflect a world made riskier, at least in part by climate change, then communities like Key West and New Orleans and all those up and down the Atlantic and Gulf coasts have begun paying for the world's emissions. Wilma's waters were quick to recede, but the damage from the storm seasons had only begun. The town's residents were still cleaning up from the flooding when the state provider of wind insurance announced the repeated landfalls had drained its reserves and put it $1.5 billion in the red. Rates in Key West, it said, were underpriced and would be rising. Premiums, already among the highest in the state, suddenly as much as tripled. "Insurers are ruining our economy with their predictions," said the Reverend Raymond Shockley, the pastor at the Church of God. "They're using fear to destroy us. We've weathered hurricanes for a long time and survived them, but we cannot survive wind insurance." Shockley's church, a few blocks down White Street from the National Weather Service, endured $50,000 in damages from Wilma's winds and waters. Flooding at the parsonage tore down a fence and infiltrated the ground floor, ruining the carpets, wrecking the appliances, and pulping the pressed wood furniture. Gusts of wind blew through an old-styled louvered window and streaked the back wall of the sanctuary with rainwater. "We had a kind of expressionistic crucifix for a while," Shockley said. "And we repainted and repaired." Shockley is a big man, with a broad pink face and a nose like a pale plum over a thin white mustache. He wore a black short-sleeved button-up shirt and rimless eyeglasses. His white hair was carefully combed. There was deep honey in his accent and a touch of theater in his gestures. The church he runs is a family affair. His son, a bishop, teaches Bible.